Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
It's EV News Briefly for Tuesday, 28th of November. I'm back at 5pm UK, that's midday Eastern, with the full show. But Patreon supporters, you get the episodes as soon as they're ready and ad-free. Be like them by clicking on that link you can see just there in the show notes. We'll start with news of Tesla's Model 3 Highland being crowned Norway's top car choice. They named three things that they felt was letting down the Model 3. That was the cabin inside, the inconsistent ownership experience, and the interior design alongside the noise. Well, I don't know about the ownership experience in Norway. I think all car dealers have good and bad versions of that, but the new Highland certainly fixes the interior design and the noise issue. Add that to the great the consumption range, the best range out there in EVs, great software, efficient space utilization, and the Model 3 Highland is one of the best EVs, if not the best EV you can buy at its price point. Now, Tesla taking legal action against the Swedish Transport Agency. The strike, which is going on in Sweden right now, there's a worker strike hindering the delivery of license plates, and without that, Tesla can't deliver cars. Involving the PostNord workers, they filed a court case legal action yesterday to force the issue one way or the other. Other unions are coming out in sympathy strikes with Tesla's mechanics, and Tesla refused to sign a collective agreement, whilst also saying that the terms that they have existing are better than what the union would want. So I don't know why Tesla don't just kind of agree and sign it, because they're already paying better conditions than the deal would give them. Either I'm sure it's more complicated than that. Tesla's free supercharging is back. I never thought I'd say that, but for 6 months, if you buy a 3 or a Y in the States, you get free supercharging. Now, there are some asterisks on this. If it's a business order, doesn't count. If you're going to rinse it, it doesn't count. Tesla say that they will remove it if you exceed what they think is fair usage, but they haven't said what that is. So if you've got some road trips planned, maybe just risk it. That's a great deal. Obviously, Highland is coming out in the US soon, Model 3, so you might want to wait for that. But Model Y buyers, you could purchase that and get free supercharging for 6 months. What a nice perk. BMW are going to call the electric M3 the iM3, if they indeed use the patents just filed with the European Intellectual Property Office, and the German version of that as well, which they filed for the iM3 trademark. Mercedes unveiling their first charging hub in Germany. More to come in Italy, Spain, France, and more German locations. They're using the Alpatronic stuff, which is just the best of the best. 300 kilowatt charging, and they've gone one cable, one charger, one car. So no power sharing. It is a very simple proposition for drivers who pull into a charging station, and there's one charger, one cable, one space. It can deliver the full amount with that one car, no sharing. Now, that's not the cheapest way to do it for the installers, but Mercedes-Benz have gone with that at their new charging park in Mannheim, and that is just an amazing facility. Lotus revealing something special, not a car, but a charger for China, and it's a robot charger. So you pull up in your Lotus Eletre, say, in China. They're going to put 50 of these in next year, and the little robotic arm comes out and plugs in your car to charge, and it'll do it at 500 kilowatts, like the new Neo fast chargers are 500 kilowatts. In XPeng's G9, that charged at 480 kilowatts in China. So these charge speeds are just going through the roof. It's crazy. You'll be stopping for 8 or 10 minutes soon and then being on your way with a full battery. BYD surpassed 6 million EVs. That does include plug-ins as well. Tesla just behind. They're about 5 point something million. They're making a couple of million EVs a year, aren't they, at Tesla? So they'll probably hit that early next year. Hyundai is slowing down work on their combustion stuff to invest in their EV plants, and that includes their new US facility where the foundations are done in that. They got a new EV plant coming online in South Korea as well. And Hyundai saying, ignore the negative headlines you've seen around EVs, because we're going to continue to invest. We've got our 2030 plan in place, and nothing is slowing us down. Interesting for Hyundai Kia Genesis. And that's Briefly.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.